Welcome to the Fear and Doubt Detox Audio Summit. I'm Simona McNeil, a freedom from fear and visibility coach who helps women outsmart fear, doubt, and shame so they can go from dreamer to doer, one small action at a time. I'll be your host over the next 4 days, and I'm so excited to share these 20 plus interviews with you. Throughout these interviews, you'll be introduced to some amazing women of God. These are real women sharing their very real stories and experiences with fear, doubt, and shame, and how they overcame them. Together, we want to help you detox your thoughts, debunk the lies, and transform your life. Freedom is yours for the taking. While this event was created by Christian women for Christian women, this is a judgment-free zone where everyone is welcome. Think of these sessions as less of a finger-wagging soliloquy and more of a conversation between friends that we're inviting you to join in on. I'm so excited to hear about the growth, ahas, and transformation that come from this week's summit. Listen in. Welcome back to the Fear and Doubt Detox Audio Summit. I'm your host, Simona McNeil, and today we are joined by the amazing Mel Ketzner. Now, Mel has worked as a clinical therapist for over 12 years, and she helps clients overcome a variety of mental issues. She is a master mental health coach, a certified Christian life coach, and a trained professional artist, creating visual reminders of hope and truth. She's passionate about combining practical tools with the truth of the Bible to help others break free from fear and have more consistent peace. I absolutely love that. She believes in order to achieve true freedom from anxiety, you need to address your spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional needs, staying rooted in the truth of the Word of God. Mel is also an amazing creator of resources that help kids and adults with mental health, including workbooks, digital courses around anxiety, and she also offers coaching services. She lives in Florida with her husband and 3 kids. And towards the end of today's session, she's going to give you an opportunity to stay connected with her. So be sure to look out for that. But for now, everyone, welcome Mel.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us, Mel.
Thanks. Oh, I just always love the opportunity to encourage people to get freedom from fear. So I love that you're doing this.
Yeah, I love the freedom and clarity that comes from your bio. How you don't, I see all too often individuals with medical training that support others through like fear and anxiety and mental health concerns, pushing them towards the world's way of overcoming anxiety. And that's why I was so excited to learn more about you as I was doing speaker research and I stumbled upon your IG page, because you work with clients, but you push them towards the truth. So we'll talk about that a little bit more in just a minute. But before I get ahead of myself, I would love to know how you came up with your talk title. And just to remind the audience, today we're discussing how to transform your anxious thoughts and have daily peace. How did you come up with that title?
It is just something that I love helping people with, and something I've experienced myself, that we don't have to wait till our circumstances change to have consistent peace, right? Peace is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. It's something that God has promised us. He will give us peace if we can continue to trust Him. And then at the same time, I added the how to transform your thoughts, because I do, like when you talk about my clinical background, I do like helping people with really practical things that they can do to change their thoughts. Because sometimes we do get stuck in these negative thought cycles, worries, fears about, you know, all kinds of things. And I love helping people kind of plan in advance, how do we keep our focus on the truth, and how do we trust God when it's hard, when we don't see what's happening in our lives? So I like to combine those two things.
That's awesome. What you just shared is going to be so helpful to our listeners, whether they're connecting with us this week or after, I would love for you to talk to us a little bit more about how you began to merge your faith and your knowledge of God with your medical training. What brought about that aha?
It was funny, back when I was a clinical therapist, so it was years ago, because as I was working as a therapist, then God called me to homeschool my two older children who are now in college. So I left the practice for a while and then returned back to doing it sort of in this manner of coaching, which I love the freedom to be able to use scripture so much more. But even back then, I saw when people came in and at the end, I was at a Christian private practice, which was great. And I still think counseling is super important. So I definitely feel like it's definitely a need for some people. But I saw more of a focus on coping skills and traditional methods, and very little on the body, which I believe is super important, how God created us to respond to fear, our fight or flight system. That's really important to know about. And the spiritual weapons that God's given us, right? Because he tells us in Ephesians 6:12 that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, against rulers, authorities, powers of this dark world, right? Spiritual forces. And he's given us spiritual weapons to combat that. If we are only, like you said in the beginning, focusing on the clinical, which there's really good things that we can take from psychology, really helpful, based in brain science, but we are not using any of our spiritual weapons, then we're not gonna win this battle of the mind long term, right? I went, when you were saying what is the catalyst, I went through an experience. We went through an experience, gosh, maybe 6 years ago, where we had dramatic damage to our home, and insurance didn't cover it. It plunged us into this financial trial where little money was left in the checking account, and just thinking like, God, I thought you drew us here. What is happening? Where are we? So it was a crisis for my husband and I, a faith of thinking, oh, what do we do now? And through that, God woke me up one morning very early, and the Holy Spirit was just like, walk the land and pray. I was like, what? Okay. So I just started walking, and I thought that I was going to be focusing on my circumstances. Like, how do we get out of this? What do we do? And the more that I walked around like our lot praying, I was saying scripture out loud. God, I was writing scripture on a note card, just kind of praising God and just even thanking him for Moses and for all the examples we have in scripture that he is a miraculous God. And through that experience, I saw my own peace, like daily peace, when my circumstances did not change. Now, years later, I can say God did change the circumstances, and he worked in a way that was totally unexpected, and we're no longer at that place, and God restored. But it was, you know, just the aha that the peace came through reading the Word of God and through praise and worship. And not a change in my circumstances. And so taking that experience with, along with everything that I, you know, knew as a counselor, now I feel like I'm just more equipped to help people get true freedom.
I absolutely love that. As someone who grew up in a household where we all experience anxious thoughts from time to time,
yeah.
But as someone who grew up in a household where the response to that was pray, I absolutely love what you do. Can you tell us a little bit more? Because I know you help your clients with practical tips. Can you tell us a little bit more about why it's important to pray and seek help and praise and worship?
Yes, I love that you said that, the response. I talk to people about that all the time. And in fact, yeah, when also along with that, just pray. It just fires me up within the Christian church, this response, just pray about it, or pray more, or just trust God. Right? God brings me back. I have to go for a minute to, there's a continuum of, we all have sort of natural fears, doubts, concerns. And along that continuum are, you know, sometimes people who are experiencing a lot of anxiety, a lot of anxious thoughts, difficulty controlling their thoughts, up to clinical anxiety, which I have family members with. So I get it from all fronts. Now, when you get into more significant anxiety and really having trouble with the thoughts, you're in fight or flight, which means you're really, you know, living in your amygdala, and not everything is working the way that it normally should when we're in rest and digest. So we physically can't pray sometimes when you're in the middle of fight or flight. So it can be so unhelpful, but yet I get that it's from a good place, right? Like when your family was saying that, it's from a good place, because we know that as believers that prayer is powerful. So sometimes I'm like in my course, like I focus on the word of God, then the body, then the thoughts and emotions, because we need to get our systems calmed. And I help people with just deep breathing and actually, you know, gratitude and praise. Those things trigger the parasympathetic nervous system. And that's why God wants us to praise so much. It actually helps the brain shut off some of those fight or flight systems and get our body back into rest. Learning strategies like breathing and reading things aloud, grounding, getting yourself into the here and now can also help your body get back into rest and digest state. And then you can focus on praying. Sometimes we need more physical help, like when you're saying clinical, like sometimes I believe that medication can be really helpful. Sometimes we don't have enough B12 or D or folate to make dopamine and serotonin. And so we need to have our systems be restored by nutrition and supplements so that we can be able to really focus on prayer and worship and those things. So I am super passionate, especially in the Christian church, of yes, the word of God is the sword of the spirit, right? It's powerful and effective. We need to pray, but we also need to look at when someone's really struggling physically, we need that first and attend to their needs, their physical needs, and say, hey, how can we get our system balanced so that we can get into a place where that we can pray?
That's so good. Now, I know you're not here to diagnose anyone. You couldn't because we can't see anyone. We're not able to talk to them. But I was wondering if you could share, not so much symptoms, but what someone might be experiencing, because this summit is geared towards Christian women. We all know that women are strong. In some instances, we're not the first to admit when we need help because we're used to taking care of everyone else. Can you tell us what they should look for if they might be going through this fight or flight response that you just shared, if they are experiencing that, excuse me.
Yeah. When we are, God gave us this awesome system to get us out of danger, to help us, but we have part of our brain, the hippocampus, is the part that stores memories and gives directions to fight or flight system, to the amygdala, to start firing all of the things. And when we've been through experiences, whether you've been through trauma or just, you know, difficult experiences or negative relationships, whatever, we have sometimes messages aren't correct, right? Telling our brain, we have to avoid this. This is scary. And sometimes we do it ourselves by our own false beliefs. So when that system gets triggered, it kind of releases cortisol and adrenaline. And then we have heart rate, energy is affected. Blood flow, you know, digestion and immunity are suppressed. So if someone, like I used to see a lot of young kids who would come in with anxiety, but they had a lot of stomach aches, that was their symptom. That was their main symptom. So if you're feeling just physically depleted, if you're feeling, you know, just exhausted, even though you feel like you're sleeping, like you're not quite feeling rested, if you're feeling like you're just triggered all the time, like, wow, I'm just feeling like I can't get a hold of my calming down emotionally. Everything's upsetting me. Why is everything upsetting me lately? So just sometimes I think it's good to be like, wait, I'm just not, this isn't me. You know, I think I hear that from people. Like, I'm just not acting like myself. And so we need to be aware of that sometimes it's physical, right? And sometimes we just need to restore some things so that then we can get out of fight or flight and work on things. I think when thoughts are racing, when, you know, you're trying to pray, but you can't because you've got so many worried thoughts that are going and going, that's a sign that maybe we need to stop and get some help or an evaluation of, hey, why is it so hard for me to stop my thoughts? There's so many things, right? Our physical health and our brain health are so affected. Our brains are physical, a part of our physical health. And so when we get things off, I think even things as women, like as we are going into perimenopause, menopause as we get older, when our cortisol is really off, when we're going through a lot of those symptoms of sweating, not feeling good, then we can get really emotional and it can be really hard to calm when something is going on in our lives that we can't predict, we can't solve, which we all have those things. So yeah, I think it's just when you're just know that you're not feeling yourself.
Such good advice. And a lot of times, this isn't something when you're in that fight or flight mode, as Mel just described, it might not be something that you could pick up on immediately. And that's why it's so important to surround yourself with like-minded individuals, right? In the Bible, it talks about iron sharpening iron, and it just talks about the importance of the church, right? So the community, as well as the church being your individual self. And so sometimes it might be that friend just checking in and saying, "Hey, you don't seem like yourself." And not doing it in a way that's meant to be critical or detrimental, but just sometimes it takes someone outside of you to open your eyes to what you're experiencing, especially if you've been there for a while.
Especially with thoughts, right? Because when the enemy gets in there too, it's we are convinced that this is real, that this is reality. And when we're feeling like we're not good enough, we're not enough, or just whatever your negative thought that cycles. And so yeah, it's so hard when it's mental, because we really believe it, and we do need somebody that can just be like, hey, no, this isn't who God says you are. This is not your identity. This is not. And another thing, when we talk about mental health, when things get more severe, of just like how many areas is it affecting? So when it starts affecting your relationships, when it starts affecting things that you normally would like to do, we can see that in depression, right? When it gets to where I don't feel like doing that anymore, this thing that I used to love to do, I don't want to go out, I don't want to, participate in things that I used to like to do. We see that in Psalm 42, like where the writer is saying, I used to go with the throngs of people, now I'm not. Why are you downcast, oh my soul? And yeah, just noticing when it's starting affecting areas of your life. I think that's the biggest thing, when it's starting to have an impact on a lot of things.
I'm so happy that you brought up Psalms because that is my go-to during the Bible whenever I'm experiencing a bunch of feelings, but mostly anxiety and just on this quest for peace. Because David, he's so vocal about all of his emotions and all of his feelings. And he's a great example of someone who takes those emotions to God and asks for relief and saving. And he does so eloquently. So sometimes I just pray out like a particular psalms that's pertaining to what I'm experiencing in life. And that helps. It really brings me peace, like you described.
Well, it does, and it actually works. They've done research that when we are, they did research on people in worship and people in praise. Like when actually focusing on that, when your brain, they studied the brain, and it actually downshifts the fight or flight response. And so God wired our brains to praise him. It's pretty awesome. But when you were saying that, it brought up another point of just this topic that I wanted to talk about, really how to transform your thoughts. I live in Florida and we have hurricane seasons, and we have what they call a hurricane kit. Be prepared, right? Have these things at your home in case your power goes out, in case stores close down. And so you have food and water and, battery, all that stuff. And when I help women with thoughts, I talk about a hurricane kit for the mind. And I think, like, when we read through those Psalms, we see that David, especially, right, is expressing his raw emotions, his feelings, hiding his, I'm crying day and night. Here's what I'm struggling. Where are you? Why have you forsaken me? But then he goes back, like, but I will yet praise my Savior, my God. When I talk to women about thoughts, especially automatic thoughts that pop up in your brain, I'm not enough, or I can never do this, or my circumstances aren't going to change, we need to prepare a thought or a truth in advance so that when the trigger comes, like when we're in fight or flight, it happens to all of us, like when we get triggered, where our brains aren't at the place where we can come up with something positive. So one thing that's really practical is write down that negative thought that is pop up a lot in your mind, or one of them. Just write it down on a piece of paper and then look at a scripture that might speak to the opposite of that, or just write that thought in more positive light. If you are thinking like, I'm so stressed, and that's like increasing, I'm so overwhelmed and so stressed, you write down, oh, I have a lot going on, but his grace is sufficient for me. How can I calm myself down right now? Or am I doing enough? Might switch to, Lord, you are enough. But write those statements down, write the scriptures down on a note card so that when you're stressed, you have it prepared in advance. Like, that's why I love helping people. It helps so much to know in advance that positive thought that you're going to go to.
Mel, that was so good. I've been trying to figure out how to ask you something about that this whole time. So I thank Holy Spirit for that. One of the reasons why I wanted to ask you is because my mentor has this great saying. So she says, feelings aren't facts. And when I'm in my rational mind, I can appreciate that and it makes perfect sense. But when I'm experiencing this fight or flight response that you described, my mind can't go there. And I thank you for articulating that because this whole time I've been thinking, what is wrong? Why can't I remember the scriptures that I wrote down that are supposed to help me with this? So thank you for talking us through that piece. Because I think it's so helpful, like you said, just as you would prepare for a hurricane, just as we purchase insurance for our cars, just in case, like just having that plan in place so that you don't have to think of it on the fly. Because in my experience, I can't talk for anyone else. In my experience, when I am not prepared, so now I walk around with these fear, this deck of fear-based scriptures where you're counteracting the fear and the negative things that the enemy is telling you with the word of God. But I didn't have that 6 months ago. And so there were things that he would say that, maybe I was actively fighting with scripture, but I didn't have those scriptures right in front of me. And so that would give him like an open door. So rather than experiencing this thing for maybe 5 to 15 minutes, it might sit with me for a day because I didn't know how to fight it. So I thank you for talking us through that piece. That was just a moment of revelation for me. So thank you.
Oh, yes. I love how you were just talking about that with the time, because that's always my goal with working with people. It's like, how do we get to truth more quickly? Right? Because we all, it's just reality. We're going to have negative thoughts pop in. But when I talk about daily peace, we can have that by getting to truth more quickly. And I tell people, right, just write those, do exactly what you're doing. Write scripture on a note card, carry it with you, because when those things come, we're like, our emotions aren't going to feel like coming up with a scripture, but you just get it out physically and you just say it out loud, because it's the sword of the spirit. There's power in our words, right? When we say things out loud, when we declare things. And so we can't wait for our feelings to catch up. It's actually the opposite. As we declare truth out our mouth, then we can get out of that fight or flight. Our emotions can shift when we, just like in Psalm 42, right? Where he's saying, no, but you know what? I am gonna focus on truth right now, and I'm gonna praise God. It says, Isaiah 26:3, it says, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. If we can keep our mind focused on that truth, and even if those little things, like when we get the negative thought out, I think just, I work with so many people, just even acknowledging it and taking it out of our brain, because when our brain is filled up with all those negative swirling things about who we are, what we can do, what our kids are doing or not doing, our fears, then it's really hard to have that space to focus on his truth. And so we can, when we write down those thoughts, unload some of that. And that in itself can be really helpful of just, hey, whether it's a list of, I'm going to write the five stressors down that I'm having right now. Oh, it's financial, or, I'm planning a move, or, oh, I don't know what to do to help my daughter with her behavior. Whatever it is, just writing those things down, getting it out, and then writing a positive thought out that you can focus on, like a declaration of just, oh, wow, you know what? I may have challenges, but God is with me. God has given me this. God has given me my children. And so he's going to equip me. But actually writing those statements down, because we have 20 to 60,000 thoughts a day. And there's research that says up to 80% can be negative. So you got to get some of those out and plan some truth, right? Get some truth in there. Because as believers, we say, oh, yes, I do believe that. But how are we thinking? Like, what are your actual thoughts that are going on in your day? And that's where you need to just get more and more truth in there.
Those are staggering numbers. I have no idea.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
And like they say, like up to 95% of people's thoughts can be repeat thoughts, like thoughts that we keep having over and over. And so but what's awesome about the research is on neuroplasticity, like the brain is able to change. And that's why positive psychology is so expensive, popular, and gratitude journals, because it really, really helps the brain. It shifts the brain. We can create new pathways of like when the trigger happens, let's say somebody sees an ex-husband or something, someone else who was maybe traumatic in the past, or sees, you know, when a trigger hits like that, you can retrain how your brain responds. It's amazing. It's awesome. Right? God's created our brains to be able to focus on positive thoughts, focus on truth.
I absolutely love that. I could sit here and talk to you all day long, Mel.
Me too. I'm really enjoying this.
I could sit here and talk to you all day long, especially about the brain piece. It always intrigues me how our brains and bodies work and function, and why it's so important that we are in community and get to know therapists such as yourself, because there's a lot that we don't know, right? So the Word of God tells us that my people perish due to lack of knowledge. Just think of how many people have had ahas in listening to the way that you talk about, I'm probably going to butcher the name, but is it the para something system?
Oh, the parasympathetic nervous system. That's the one that calms, right? Yeah.
Exactly. And just realizing that God foresaw that we were going to experience these various different feelings, including anxiety. And he gave us a way to deal with it. It blows my mind. Sorry for the awkward pause, but I'm so in awe of God's intentionality, his strategy, his love for us. Yeah.
There's something that I want to say really quick. I don't know if it's the Holy Spirit, but I'm going back to when you say, whoever is listening to this, I just want you to know you don't have to feel guilty or feel shame when you are experiencing anxiety and you aren't trusting God in that moment. You aren't praying. I mean, the enemy wants to come in and say, so you're not trusting. He says, don't be anxious about anything. You know, we always have an opportunity to just go before the Lord and say, help me, Lord. You know, he wants to help you. And like you said, when we are in community, Jesus lived in community. When we live in community, we can help each other with these things and have freedom.
Thank you so much. I know that you share a lot of scripture with your clients when you work with them one-on-one. If you could leave the community of women that we're building around this summit with one scripture to help them with anxiety, along with the other practical tips that you've shared today, what would that be?
Let's go to my favorite one, which is Philippians 4, 6, and 7. I think we all know it, but I will tell you why I love it so much. Just do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, it does not make sense, it will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. We have a promise that we can have the peace of God, which is not tied to our circumstances, when we take these things that we are anxious and worried about and we give them to him through prayer. And then it also says with thanksgiving, to be thankful that we have this opportunity to deepen our faith, to draw closer to the Lord. He wants to hear your heart. He wants to hear what's on your mind, just like David, like we brought up. And when we do that, when we come to him and give him all of that, then we can have this peace, a daily peace.
That's so good. All right, Mel, I have enjoyed talking to you, as I mentioned. You've shared so many nuggets, so many practical tips that our listeners can run with. Tell them, how can they stay connected with you?
I am probably most active on Instagram at Mel Kistner. It's just my name, MelKistner. And my website is melkistner.com. I have a tab at the top that says mental health, and all my resources are there. I have a free gift. I think we're going to talk about that, which is my anxiety verse guide. And it's just 10, actually scripture passages for women and even men going through anxiety. And then I talk about some more tips that are helpful. And then there's a worksheet on how to take a scripture and be able to use it to change your thoughts and to focus on truth. So it's a really helpful start. So that all that is on melkistner.com.
Perfect. And we'll also include a link to your free gift down below. So they'll be able to access it on the replay page as well as within the show notes if they're listening via podcast.
Great. Thank you.
No, thank you. Last question. Do you have anything in there that you'd like to share with the audience?
Yes. For people that are really, you know, just struggling with this, like, how do I deal with anxiety from a biblical perspective, but still get victory over my thoughts? I have a course called, oh gosh, I'm just like, anyway, my course is in there. I am totally blanking out on the name of my course, but it's about finding freedom, face fear and find freedom. Gosh. And then I have, it kind of just goes through all of this really in depth, but a total content is probably 4 hours. So it's not a huge course, but it's all like 15, 20 minute increments to really equip you. And then I also have something that's really short, and it's just a workshop on changing your thought playlist. If you just want to, hey, how do I really transform my thoughts? I go into the method that I use really more specifically there.
I'm so excited.
I have a course called Face Fear and Find Freedom on the marketplace, and that is just going to go in depth on really helping you root everything that you're doing in scripture, but get practical help. I go really in depth on all of these areas, the fight or flight system, how you can help your body, how can you trust God when you feel like you're not trusting God, and then how to change your thoughts and balance your emotions and so you can realign with God. And then I have a shorter little mini workshop called Change Your Thought Playlist. And that's just on really how we change our thoughts. And so if you want to get more specific and in depth with that, I have that in the marketplace as well.
I'm excited about both of your resources in the marketplace. Thank you so much for sharing. Any final thoughts that you want to share with the community?
I just want people to know that they can get freedom from fear, that God's word is living and active. It's powerful and effective. And sometimes we need some extra help, and reach out to somebody if you're struggling. Get the help you need, but you can have peace